Therefore, it is indeed crucial to keep God's judgment in our view, and all fears will diminish. As such, in our prayers, we can stay alert if we remember who we are communicating with, if we understand that we are offering a sacrifice with a knife, fire, and wood in our hands, if we imagine the gates of heaven flinging wide open, if we transport ourselves there and plant the sword of the Spirit into the victim's throat, make attentiveness the sacrifice and tears the offering to him. This is the blood of this sacrifice. This is the slaughter that stains that altar. Do not let worldly thoughts occupy your soul then. Remember that even Abraham, when making his sacrifice, did not allow his wife, servant, or anyone else to be present. Likewise, do not allow the presence of any ignoble or slavish passions to accompany you, but ascend alone into the mountain where he went, where no second person is allowed to ascend. And if thoughts of this sort try to follow you, assertively command them to wait and say, "Stay here while I and the boy go worship, and then we will return to you." General 22:5. And leaving the ass and the servants down below, and everything else devoid of reason and sense, ascend, taking with you whatever is reasonable, as he took Isaac. Construct your altar as he did, devoid of the human, exceeding the realm of nature. For even he, if he had not gone beyond the constraints of nature, would not have slain his child. Nothing should distress you then, but rise above the heavens. Grieve intensely, sacrifice confession, for he says, "First acknowledge your sins, so that you may be justified." Is 43:26. Sacrifice penitence of heart. These sacrifices do not turn to ashes, nor dissolve into smoke, nor disappear into the air. They need no wood or fire, just a deeply pierced heart. This is the wood, this is the fire to burn but not consume them. For the one who prays fervently is burned but not consumed, but like gold tested by fire becomes brighter.